Why are we gathered together? We're gathered together because God loves us. God doesn't just love us. He seeks us out. You know, we can love people and actually be estranged from them. We can love people and sit at home and think about them. We can love people who are part of our community from afar. But this God of ours not only loves us, He's continually seeking us to share that love. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That you don't have to just sit back and say, well, I hope God loves me. I mean, He's going to find a way to reach out to you and let you know of His great love. Isaiah had preached a prophecy of doom about a nation being destroyed because it was unfaithful. And yet he wanted to give the people hope. He wanted people to see that a just God required some consequence for their ignoring Him and not living up to their side of the agreement, the promise they had made. But you see, His promise is ironclad. Even when we go through that, just like as a parent, when we discipline our children, it would be easier sometimes not to. But because we love them, it hurts us to discipline our children. It hurts us to hold people in our loving relationships accountable for the way they live. But in this passage from Isaiah 43, we're talking about the God who reminds us that He formed us. He redeemed us. He calls each of us by name and says, you are mine. Isn't that beautiful? He calls us each by name and say, you belong to me. You're mine. We're in a special, special relationship. And because you are precious in my eyes and honored, I love you even more. And he says, fear not. I'm with you. Even in this destruction that's going to come, even when you see this nation that you believe in destroyed, I am with you. Don't be afraid. Because there'll come a time when I'll gather you. All these people that I know and know me, I will gather every one of you who calls on my name. People that I created for my glory. The people I formed and made, I will gather them together. So on this day of the Lord, which is the baptism of our Lord, one of the two sacraments we recognize in the Methodist Church, we're having our covenant renewal service. Because we were really given the name Christian, truly, when we were baptized. And God's blessings came upon us, and the Holy Spirit came upon us. And we're gathered together because we're called to come here to glorify God. To sing praises to His name, to be happy about who we are as His special people. That He knows us intimately by name. He cares for you and for me. And so like people down through the ages in the Old and New Testaments, We're renewing our covenant with Him. Not just our baptismal covenant, but the covenant goes beyond that to talk about how we are supposed to live because we're in the special relationship with God. You know, some of the pictures of those covenant renewal services, people stood for hours and hours as the law was read. Almost an entire day to show their respect to God, to renew their covenant, because they knew that relationship, those promises, made them different from any other people. So we gather to remember our covenants, to remember our baptism, to remember the sacrifice of our Lord on a cross, to remember the shedding of His blood and giving up of His body as we share the sacrament of Holy Communion this morning. We're a gathered people because God is continually reaching out to you and me to just enfold us in His loving arms and say, we're something special together. We have a message for the world. We gather on Sunday morning to celebrate that good news and to care for one another because God cares for us. As the song goes, which will be our closing hymn, we gather together to ask the Lord's blessings. He chastens and He hastens to make His will known. We gather here to know God's will, to know God's presence, to rejoice in God's promises. And I pray this renewal service will be taken seriously by you as participating with the saints down through the ages. John Wesley set up this service, you know, to be done either on New Year's Eve or the first Sunday in January. It's a yearly reminder of who we are, to form our identity linked to the saints back to the time of the Old Testament. This is a special day. We are gathered here to celebrate that God has called us together to be His people and to bring glory to His name. Are you living a life that's bringing glory to our Lord and our God?